Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Jones Topsoil has been delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 2, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. In the words of JR, business is about to pick up, and business has picked up. Double overtimes, blowout, 29 runs, 19-0. Apocalyptic skies and everything else in between. Gut-wrenching last-second goals as the Tampa Bay Lightning are now 2 wins away from the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics 1 win away from the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Miami Heat await. The Los Angeles Clippers making short work of the Denver Nuggets. They step up, they win, they cover. Game stays way under the number. And I don't know if it's just you, and me, that feel this way, if this is universal, because I think it pretty much is. But, you know, while the Raptors and the Celtics battle, and when Jimmy Butler puts on a show right now and LeBron does his thing, doesn't it feel as if, though, that, like, you know, when it's all said and done, you know, who's beating the Clippers? Like, who's going to beat Kawhi Leonard? I don't think the Boston Celtics aren't beating the L.A. Clippers. The Miami Heat, I think, could give them a hell of a battle. Yeah, would they beat them? Probably not. And I don't, you know, how are the Toronto Raptors going to beat? How are the Toronto Raptors, the same team that they were last year without Kawhi Leonard, going to beat Kawhi Leonard? So you're betting on futures. It seems to me that the Los Angeles Clippers are the play. But, hey, we've been saying this all along. And for the record, actually, we picked before the year started the Raptors to play the Clippers in the finals, with, unfortunately, the Clippers winning the NBA Finals. We're not there yet. For the record, the Boston Celtics are a game and a half, 1.5-point favorites in game 7. Speaking of games, we have game 1 of the NFL season. Point spread sitting at 9.5 points. Brandon Cooks, questionable for this game, or he could be limited. They don't have DeAndre Hopkins, but they still have a nice array of wide receivers to work with. We'll break down this game. We're going to run the gauntlet. We're going to talk NFL football. Take a look at the point spreads. It's time. Bruce Buffer style. It's time. Let's roll. NFL is here. The craziness of 2020 continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Quickest 120 minutes in sports flying by. Wow. Like, man, there's just, you know, there's so much to get to, and we will. We're going to cram in as much as we can and squeeze in as much as we can. Recap some of the history that was made today. So many things to talk about and put in perspective. Calls, non-calls, epic performances, gut-wrenching, late loss for the New York Islanders, who, you know, the Islanders were in Eastern Conference Finals in 1993 and haven't been this far. They haven't been back to Eastern Conference Finals since, and they fell short then. We'll get into some of the historical perspective of this a little bit later on, specifically about the Los Angeles Clippers. Two who I talked about, but Babano kicking it with us. One more segment. Let's get down to business here. NFL football. So Babano's looking at the first half under tomorrow and the game under. Let's move forward into the week. The Detroit Lions laying 3 points to the Bears. No line movement there. Cleveland Browns getting 7.5 at Baltimore right now. Minnesota Vikings laying 2.5. That was 3.5 down to 2.5. Green Bay Packers getting 2.5 at Minnesota. Indianapolis lays 7.5 at Jacksonville. Vegas lay 3 at Carolina. The Miami Dolphins are getting 6.5. Ryan Fitzpatrick, starting quarterback, taking on Cam Newton. Cam Newton and the Patriots laying 6.5 points. Buffalo Bills, 6.5 point favorites. The Philadelphia Eagles, 5.5 point favorites over the Washington football team. In Washington, Seattle -1.5 at Atlanta. The Chargers -3.5 at Cincinnati. The Cardinals are getting 7 at San Francisco. Tommy B and the Buccaneers getting 3.5 at Nolens. The Cowboys 3-point road chalk against the LA Rams. And then we got Monday Night Football. Babano, what do you think? Who you like? In week one, we talked about Thursday's games. What of out of all these games I just brought up, what do you like? What catches your eye?
Yeah, you know, Baltimore, Cleveland. I'm actually gonna be on the Browns, and usually with a new coach, I'm reluctant to do that, especially in a season like this. But you know, the long term track record for Baltimore in this price range, laying more than a touchdown, is not the greatest for the Ravens. I believe 11-19 ATS their last 30 games, laying more than a touchdown. And to me, this is a little bit different with Cleveland having a new coach because of just how poorly coached they were last year with Freddie Kitchens. I mean, you guys running draw plays 4th and 7 from the 40-yard line. That's all you need to know about just how bad things were coaching-wise, prep-wise with him and the Browns. What I like for the Browns is that their defense looks really good. And being able to, if you're going to stop Lamar Jackson, not maybe stop him, but contain him, you got to be able to put some kind of heat on. And I see a Browns defense coming into this season, Morency, that's going to have, you know, Myles Garrett, Sheldon Richardson, Olivier Vernon, you know, assuming Vernon can stay healthy, which I know has been difficult for him. But if they can have those three guys, you know, get some pressure, that's going to be a formidable and better Browns defense coming into the season. There's a lot of expectations. Baltimore's offensive line, I don't think, is quite as good coming into the season. The offense is going to be the question mark. What I like for Baker Mayfield, for as frustrating as he was last year, I think he's going to be coached better on the offensive side of the football, prepared better. Game plan will be better this year. And the offensive line does look better for Cleveland. There were some problems with that unit last year. I think they've upgraded it. Divisional game, and the divisional underdog trend is very real in game one. Divisional dogs have done very well ATS in week one the last few years. So I'm going to make the case for Cleveland there, Gabe.
Yeah, you know what? I think it'll surprise people that, you know, the last 4 times that these two teams have played. So that's Lamar Jackson. right? You know, 2 years, that's Lamar Jackson. So the last four times these two teams have played, the games have been decided by 6 points, a total of 6 points. I think that's how close this has been. And, you know, Freddie Kitchens didn't win a lot of games. But one game that he did win, actually, was against the Baltimore Ravens last year. They actually smoked them. It was early in the season, September the 29th, 40-25. Cleveland beat them 40-25.
Yeah, I bet Cleveland in that game, Gabe. I was on Cleveland in that very game. I remember it.
Yeah, they were getting 7.5, same number. They were getting 7.5. Baltimore beat them 31-15, so they won by 16. Cleveland won by 15. That's Baltimore plus one. So you figure, all right, that was just two games last year. Well, the year before, 26-24, they played a game. Baltimore beat them 26-24, and Cleveland beat them 12-9. Like, you know, you talk about these division games. It's a good point that you raised, too. Cleveland have talent, and it's a lot like Dallas, actually, in which they can't be worse, right? It's not like they're like Freddie. And listen, Garrett's Vince Lombardi next to Kitchens. Let's be real. I mean, Freddie Kitchens, like, you could take a kid that's like a world champion Madden video game NFL player, and he'd be a better coach than Freddie Kitchens. So you're right about that. There's always that question mark, new coach. You know what my problem is? I would love this play, but Ben, I'd be all over it. You know, I got two words that concern me about this. Baker Mayfield. It's not a Baker guy. Like, that's my concern. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I mean, is he going to be able to protect the football and you know, not take a sack when and scramble backwards when the pass rush is coming after him? He did that a lot last year, too. I mean, just fundamental stuff that a quarterback that's now been around multiple years as a starter shouldn't be making those kind of miscues. And he did that too much. Here's the one game, Gabe, that I like in terms of the new coach angle and going against the team. Is there any team coming into the season with more of a difficult challenge to get everybody on the same page than Matt Rhule in Carolina? I mean, this is just a really, really tough situation for him coming into week one here. He's a new head coach in the NFL, never done it at the pro level before. New coordinators, new quarterback, and I like Bridgewater a lot, but still new quarterback in a new system, new coaches and coordinators, a lot of personnel loss on the defensive side of the football for Carolina from last year. I can't, no preseason, limited practice, limited training camp. I can't imagine Carolina being in sync and ready to play their best football here in week one. Now, the flip side is, do you want to lay three with Las Vegas? And I will say this with the Raiders. You know, the early start, 10 a.m. Pacific kickoff, it's not a big deal in week one because you didn't play the week before. So that little negative for the West Coast team traveling east, not a big deal. And, of course, no fans, you know, helps it even more. Raiders apparently, now I'm just based on what I've read, I haven't seen anything, but what I've read is that they're focused, they look pretty solid, they look like they're trying to get a really, really bad taste out of their mouth from a season that went off the rails for them last year. They do have the continuity that Carolina doesn't have coming into the season with Gruden back, coordinators back, Derek Carr back, the quarterback. So just that alone, that situation alone has me looking at laying the field goal with the Las Vegas Raiders.
You raise good points. You raise good points. Well, I will say this, though. All the Carolina have challenges. They're rebuilding. And one thing about Matt Rhule, and I brought this up a lot, if you look at Matt Rhule, year one, Temple, terrible team. Year two, pretty good. Year three, great. Baylor, year one, terrible team. Year two, pretty good. Year three, great. Right? Like, he's got a little recipe that he uses to build football teams. We'll see. Does it work at the pro level? He has coached in the pros before for a year. You know, he's tailor-made. But one thing I'll say, there's teams that come in with worse situations, Babano, than Carolina. Like, he's got Christian McCaffrey, Teddy Bridgewater, DJ Moore. Trust me. Like, there's teams with much worse situations than him. The Washington football team doesn't even have a name, Babano. Right? Like, the owner's about to be forced to sell the team because it's like sex tapes. And, like, trust me. Like, there's worse situations than Carolina. I get what you're saying, though. You know, they're rebuilding on defense. They're stacked on offense, bro. You know, Teddy Bridgewater's good. Christian McCaffrey's a star. DJ Moore's good. Robbie Anderson's good. Curtis Samuel's good. Like, they've got talent on the offensive side of the football. I actually like Carolina plus the 3 in this football game. I don't think Carolina Panthers have a great year this year, but I think in week one, they can surprise. But all good points that you raised. You can find Ian Cameron on Twitter, at Babano. And Betting with Babano, new show. Check it out. Get the links on Twitter. Great stuff, Babano.
Thanks, Gabe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Portrays late night. Going it down. Shout out to our crew, Master Control, Midtown, Manhattan. Shout out to all of our affiliates, SoCal, NorCal, and everyone else in between. We appreciate you joining us, and we hope you're staying safe in these crazy, crazy times. The end is near. The apocalypse, the orange apocalypse. Man, was that a sign to bet on the San Francisco Giants today? I was like. When the sky is orange in a city in which the team's logo is like orange like that, it was like, San Francisco, not to make light of the situation, not to make light of the situation. But thanks to Ian Cameron for kicking it with us. And talking about Carolina, an interesting football team I want to talk about a little bit with Carolina. Teddy Bridgewater is he's an ATS machine, this guy. Teddy Bridgewater, all he did was win football games and cover football games when he was with the Minnesota Vikings. And I know he cost me $55,000 in a game once. He beat Aaron Rodgers to win a division title. We finished 8th place in the Super Contest that year. We would have finished in 4th place if Green Bay would have won that game. Minnesota won a game. So trust me, I know all about Teddy Bridgewater winning football games. Teddy Bridgewater... And all he did is win football games and cover numbers, won a division title with the Minnesota Vikings. When he was when he took over for Drew Brees and injured Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, what happened? Was he 5-0 straight up and against the spread? And a lot of people think Carolina are gonna be terrible. Now listen, Carolina have some issues. You know, the biggest issue is the division that they play in, right? The Saints are good, the Bucs are built to win right now. The Falcons are pretty good. The Falcons are hit or miss good. You know what I mean? So, you know, Carolina's not winning this division. And I think that the new owner of Carolina, his big hedge fund guy, rich guy from New Jersey, David Tepper, I don't think he's the most patient dude, all right? But at the same point in time, he didn't fire Matt Rhule after 1 year. So Matt Rhule's got a plan that he's got to put in place. Carolina's an interesting team, though. Like, on offense, they're already built. Like, it's not like the cupboard is bare. That's why I disagree with Ben. He goes, is there a team with a more difficult circumstance? Yeah, there are teams. I tell you what, Joe Judge, he's in a difficult circumstance. Listen, they've got Christian McCaffrey. All right, Christian McCaffrey can move the sticks by himself. All right, so you got Christian McCaffrey, number one. Teddy Bridgewater, you know, more than capable quarterback. And the thing is, he's got weapons to work with, Teddy Bridgewater. He can hand it off or throw it, dump it off, little, you know, screen pass to McCaffrey. He can hand it off to McCaffrey. DJ Moore's a stud. I'm a big Curtis Samuel fan. He's still a kid. That's the thing. Samuel was, like, young, man. Like, he was, like, one of the youngest players in NFL history young, like, when he came into the league. Like, people don't realize how young he is, that guy still. He's good, fast as hell. You bring in Robbie Anderson, tall dude. They got weapons. Like, they're going to be able to move the football. Like, they're going to move the football on the Raiders. My question is are they going to be able to stop the Raiders' ground game? Josh Jacobs, like, I can see Carolina's, like, interior suffering a little bit and struggling a bit here. Yet getting 3 points, hard to trust the Raiders in this spot, isn't it, laying three? It's, you know, it's on the list, but it's not one of my top picks. It's on the list. I'm looking at it. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. So that's a game that intrigues me, though. And like I said, I'm always a fan of home underdogs. And, you know, there's already the unknown, right, with no fans and stuff like that, limited fans, no fans. But, you know, getting points in a week one game is always something that I'm looking at here. And Carolina are a football team that could lose games, but, you know, I think they're going to be in football games. I think they're going to be in football games. Raiders are okay. You know, Mayock and Gruden are doing a nice job putting talent on the field there. They're building a decent roster. They have to go out and prove it and do it. But, yeah, I'm leaning with Carolina plus the points in this football game. I'm leading with Carolina plus the points. We talked about Cleveland and Baltimore and our guest Ian Cameron Babano. You can follow him on Twitter at Babano. He brought it up. He brought this game up with this game that's got his attention. And I can see why. I understand why. Like I said, my concern is Baker Mayfield. I just, you know, I don't have a lot of confidence in him. I think that he could be better now that he's away from Freddie Kitchens, who was just a yes man for him. And I don't know how accountable Baker was. So I think, and I, you know, Baker used to run his mouth all the time. I like the fact that he hasn't said anything and we haven't heard anything from him. You know, thing was with Cleveland is they're a pretty stacked roster, man. Like, they're loaded. Like, they're loaded on both sides of the football, actually. So that's the thing. Like, when you actually look at this on paper, and it's like, yeah, Baltimore are the hype. And I'll tell you what, too, Baltimore aren't going to be as good this year as they were last year. You're just not. Teams that win like 13 or more football games in the NFL average, I think, like 14 team wins. There's only been like 12 or 13, 14 win teams in the last like 10 years or 12 years or whatever. Basically, like 10 or 12 of them won like 10.6 games the following year. How many teams go 14-2 every year? They don't. You don't. You know what I mean? Even if they make the playoffs every year. Yeah, they were 13. They were 14-2. Yeah, this year they're 11-5. I'm not saying the Ravens are going to tank, but you know, you got to remember one thing about the Baltimore Ravens is there's more and more tape on Lamar Jackson. Teams sort of start to figure out how to really force him, not just to throw. And listen, I think Lamar Jackson can throw, but they, you know, NFL coordinators are sophisticated. Defensive coordinators are smarter than the offensive coordinators, it seems. But their teams have figured out, all right, make him throw it this way. Make him throw it here, right? Like they, you know, they Baltimore's got to do a better job of getting him people to throw the ball to. I know they bring in Dobbins. It's not a running back. But, and the thing with Baltimore is, as good as they were last year, and Baltimore are in the mix too. I mean, Baltimore are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. But thing is, you look at that division last year. Cleveland, the wheels fell off. Cleveland have a ton of talent, and the wheels just fell off. Cleveland, poorly coached team, bad chemistry, mouthy quarterback. You know what I mean? It was a train wreck, Cleveland. Cleveland, as you know, a good point by Babano earlier, like with Stefanski, they can only be better. Like Freddie Kitchens really was like in that over his head. He never should have been a head coach. So Cleveland are going to be more prepared, more accountable. I mean, come on, man. Freddie Kitchens used to wear stupid T-shirts antagonizing and, like, you know, like, he wasn't professional. And when your coach isn't professional, your players won't be professional. And I saw this firsthand. I'm a Buffalo Bill fan. When Rex Ryan was the coach of the Bills led the league in penalties. Rex Ryan's walking around in a Thurman Thomas jersey. He's got pictures of his wife's feet in his office. It's like a big joke in, like, party. And they played like it, right? They had pinball machines and pool tables in the locker room. Sean McDermott showed up, threw everything out. And, you know, the Bills are one of the least penalized teams now, because if you get a bunch of penalties, McDermott will bench you, right? And it's the same. It was the same thing with Cleveland last year. They're like, whatever, our coach is an idiot. He doesn't care. His guy's just drinking beer and just buddies with Baker Mayfield. He's not like an authoritative guy. So, yeah, I'll hit someone in the face with my helmet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if Bill Parcells is doing there, you think Myles Garrett's going to do that? No. Right? Like, it all starts at the top in the NFL. Like, you need an authoritative guy. Like, I remember Kyle Turley told me that. And I said, Kyle, you know, when they hired Rex Ryan with Buffalo, I said, I imagine you like to play for Rex. And he goes, listen, I know Rex. I met him. Really nice guy in real life. Nice guy. Type of guy you want to have a beer with and talk football. But he goes, he can't run an NFL room. And Kyle Turley called this years ago. And he said, quite frankly, he goes, he's too much of a fan. He goes, he's too nice. He's too, like, he goes, and he said, he brought it up. All NFL players will tell you that. They all say the same thing. Like, they said, man, like, you kind of need to be a jerk to be a football coach. Like, dude, you've got 53 psychopaths on your team. And let's not say 53 psychopaths, but I don't know, like, 38 psychopaths, 7 prima donnas, a couple of mega superstars. You got to deal with 16 different agents. Like, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff to deal with. And if you're a pushover, then, you know, it'll trickle down, right? Like, if you look like most of the successful football teams, the coaches are pretty hard ass. And doesn't mean like they're all like they're jerks, but, you know, I don't mean like jerk them. I mean like being mean to your players, but you can't just be one of the guys. It doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work. It never has. It won't work. Not in football. Basketball, it can work. Basketball is different. Like, basketball, man, the number one job of being a coach is don't upset the player. Like, you know what I mean? That's the number one job. Do not upset your star players. Football is different. Like, football, you got to control people. Otherwise, like, you know, you got Antonio Brown throwing rocks at people and not showing up and stuff. You hear where I'm going? I should give a... I've been to enough coaching seminars, all right? I used to do the banquet scene. So, yeah, Cleveland's interesting, though, getting 7.5 in this game. I like it. I like it. It's ballsy, bold, ballsy and bold. Getting 7.5 points, no problem. We were talking about Carolina getting 3 points. I think that's attractive as well. The Chicago-Detroit game, that game just has push written all over it. I think Detroit's going to win by 3. I think Detroit's going to win by 3. We'll get into a couple of these other underdogs who I think are kind of attractive. One game, Joe Burrow's debut. Can you trust the Chargers to go into Ohio and win by 4 points on the road in week 1?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Sports Rage Late Night. I am Gabe Morenci. Hard to remember what day it is. You know, it's crazy. Hubs, bubbles, pandemics, apocalyptic skies, and everything else in between. But I do know that it's NFL day tomorrow night. We're going to be talking to you. We're going to be recapping the first NFL game of the season, 9.5, 53.5. And I think there could be some tens that pop up. Right now, you know, for the 7-point teaser players out there, it's a very key number getting 2.5 for a 7-point teaser, 9.5 down to the 2.5. And the books aren't going to like that. I think they're gonna bounce this up. I think the public Thursday morning, Thursday afternoon, Johnny Sixpack and Sally Housecoat will start betting on the game. And I think they'll be taking the Kansas City Chiefs here. Look, there's a big perception. We talked about it. There's a big, you know, oh, they lost DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, okay, they lost DeAndre Hopkins. You know, they still have Will Fuller. They bring in Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks is hurt already. Although they're saying that he could play, but it's just limited, whatever. You got Kenny Stills. Like, they've got playmakers. They've got guys that can make plays. I'm curious, too. Listen, I wouldn't have traded DeAndre Hopkins for a running back. But with that being stated, I think Johnson will make some plays for them. And I'm a big Deshaun fan. I also think Kansas City is going to be really good this year, too. But, you know, it's one of these deals I hate going against something that I've talked about so much this week, and I brought it up so much that the Super Bowl champions are 17-3 in these spots and 13-5-2 against the spread. But without being stated, I just think the number is too high. I just think the number is too high here. So no turning back. We'll give you a pick right now. We're going to be on the Houston Texans plus the points. We're going to be on Houston Texans plus the points. And for the teaser players, you know, you get the Houston Texans. You get the Texans up to plus 17. Are they really going to get smoked and blown out? You know, even if they lose, you know, they lose by 7. You know, they lose by 7. I don't know if they can lose by, I don't know if they'll lose by 10. I look forward to finding out. That's what, you know, that's the great thing about this. That's why there's sports books. I look forward to finding out if my opinion is right. I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is. You know, has it been our best week for us for picks? We've had bad luck, man. Look, we took the Baltimore Orioles today. We jump in on the Orioles. Orioles are winning 5-1, man. They end up losing a baseball game. Like, baseball, like, is, you know, I've never seen a year like this. It's actually been this for a couple of years, but this year is even crazier. And I don't know what it is. I don't know, like, if it's the pitching rule changes or, like, what the deal is. But, you know, like, normally, like, in the old days, and I'm not even talking that old. Let's say 10 years, 15 years ago and stuff. Like, you know, Roger Clemens and, you know, Randy Johnson days and stuff like that. You know, like, when you had a 4-0 lead in a baseball game, you felt pretty good about it. Like, you know what? Yeah, we feel pretty good about this. I think we're going to win this game. Now, dude, 4-0 means nothing. I mean, remember the stupidity of this earlier this year when Fernando Tatis hit a grand slam in, like, an 8-2 baseball game late in the game. It's like, are you kidding me? Or was it? It was 10-2? Yeah, it was 10-2, and his grand slam made it 14-2. It's like, you got an 8-run lead? Are you kidding me? Dude, the Blue Jays scored 10 runs in an inning the other day. Like, we talked about this at the time. It happens almost daily now. It happens daily. Dude, the Atlanta Braves just scored 29 runs tonight. The Milwaukee Brewers, imagine that. The Milwaukee Brewers scored 19 runs today, and now they're not even the highest scoring team in baseball today. Think about that. The strikeout props have been very profitable, and I wish I would have been more adamant and gotten to them earlier. You know, I used to bet no run in the first inning often when it comes to baseball, but these strikeout prop bets, guys, you know, they're money. And it doesn't mean that every game goes over, the strikeout props. You got to pick your spots. You got to do the research and go through each pitcher. But, man, we've been nailing this stuff. Like, literally, we were like 14-2 last week with the pitching props. We haven't done them as much this week. We got caught up in a basketball, and truth be told, The books, FanDuel and others, they haven't been posting strikeout props for every game now because there's been so many games that are double headers and there's so many weird seven inning things that they don't, you know, they haven't been as much. So, you know, like today it was more of a normal day in baseball with the games and the schedule. So there was more pitching props up and we went 3-1 with them. But basically it's not rocket science. It's just like play to the trend, right? So we know this. Baseball is all home runs and strikeouts. That's all it is. There's no contact anymore. There's no bang, bang plays at the plate. It's like illegal. You can't even like do anything. You can't even, can you slide anymore? I think that's against the rules. You know what I mean? Like you can't do anything. There's no, like, honestly, like you or I could play like an infield, outfield position in Major League Baseball now. And the ball might come to you 4 or 5 times. Like, you know what I mean? Like you might, you know, we might be able to fake it actually. Like put me in, yeah, I don't know. Third base, you might be able to avoid it. I really wouldn't want to play any Major League Baseball position, to be honest. Like, people think about like, oh, you're going to get killed playing football or something like that. You get seriously hurt playing baseball. There's no way in hell I'd stand on the hot corner of a Major League Baseball diamond. Like, my reflexes are not fast enough. Like, if there was a line drive, if Bryce Harper hit a line drive down the third baseline, like, I'm dead. I'm taking a ball. It's crushing my face. I'm done. Like, they're just, you know, I've seen people, like, get severely injured playing softball. So, like, I've seen people, like, I remember, I saw one guy, his face implode, man. It was actually hard to watch, but he tried to play hero, and he tried to, like, one-hop something on his knee. When I saw it in slow motion, like, developing, I was like, this is not going to end well. Like, buddy, like, just ripped one with an aluminum bat, like, right off a hard infield, sort of, like, gravelly infield. The ball took a one-hop, hit the guy right in the face, third baseman. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's done. He's done. Oh, he was done. The guy practically needed reconstructive surgery, let me tell you. I've seen people run into poles playing softball. like people don't realize that. People don't realize that. Like, shortstop's another position you can get your head taken off. So I don't really think I'd want to play any position, actually, at Major League Baseball. Like, catcher. I was a catcher when I was a kid. I can handle being a catcher. My hand would hurt, but at least, yeah, I can handle it. I don't want to, like, take a line drive. Center field or something like that, I'd be exposed, right? I'm just saying, like, center fielders actually do have to make plays. In the outfield, you'd have to make plays. But my whole point is, with these strikeout props, players swing for the fences all the time. So they're either trying to hit a home run or they strike out. So there's a lot of strikeouts in the games to begin with. So you just identify, you know, which strikeout props are the best ones to hit. And we've had a ton of success with this. We're not going to get away from it. We'll stay on top of it tomorrow as well. So countdown is on. Houston Texans +9.5. Over under 53.5 in this football game. Tune in to Game Time Decisions. We'll break down the props. And, you know, nothing's easy about this because of the, man, there's just so many unknowns. Yet, I don't think there's going to be a ton of running going on in this football game. That's my concern with Babano's total, and I don't endorse it. I endorse his Cleveland Brown pick. I do not endorse the under pick in this game. Although it could, I'm not saying take the over, but I'm not endorsing the under. My point is, though, yeah, Hilaire is good, but he's a rookie, man. Rookie running backs struggle often. All right, rookie running back struggle. The holes close quicker. Like, it's a completely different world. You're rolling the dice with a rookie running back. Not to mention, all it takes is like one time, man. A rookie running back's out there. Quarterback gets blindsided, man. Yeah, boom. Good luck getting back on the field, kid. You know, like, it's a big thing. I remember in Indianapolis for years. How come they don't play Marlon Mack more? Because he gets the quarterback killed all the time. Like, people don't realize that. They just think it's like, oh, you run with the ball, la di da. No. Yeah, Hilaire can run with the ball, but, you know, it's a lot different running in the SEC than it is running in the NFL. The holes close a hell of a lot faster, all right? And you've got to be able to pass protect. So I'm just saying, listen, you got Mahomes. You've got weapons, right? You've got Mahomes. You got a million weapons to throw the football to. You don't have Damian Williams. You got a rookie running back. on the other side of the field, very similar situation. You got Deshaun Watson, who's going to run, you know, who can throw the football. Deshaun loves throwing bombs. He loves throwing bombs to Fuller. Like, you know, it's not, you know, the Texans' ground game could be all right with Johnson and Johnson, but they're both sort of they're both built to pass the football. Mahomes' prop is 301.5 passing yards. And I tell you what, I don't even have to look up last year's game log because you guys know I'm the football prop king. Mahomes isn't a 300-yard guy. He makes like a few big plays, but he's not like a stat king monster. It's, you know, it's an interesting, you know, dynamic with him. But the offense kind of struggled last year, as crazy as that sounds, Kansas City. Like, Kansas City could be better this year if it wasn't in a weird spot. Deshaun Watson is 266.5 passing yards. You got to believe as well that they're going to be playing from behind. You know, that's something that I'll be looking at here. Deshaun Watson over 266.5 passing yards. Like I said, even if the game stays under, it's still going to be a pass-heavy game. We're talking about baseball. It's all home runs. Whatever, dude. Football, it's passing, right? Yeah, we talk about teams that are successful running the football, but these teams, like, you know, they're not running teams. They're just not. Like, they're built to throw the football. So I think we're in a good spot, actually. I think we're in a good spot to hit the over. Over passing yards, Deshaun Watson, 266.5. David Johnson's rushing yard prop is 48.5 yards. Edwards-Helaire, 51.5 rushing yards. 51.5 rushing yards for the kid's debut. Will Fuller, 63.5. I think Will Fuller goes over this number. Will Fuller's a bomb guy. All it'll take is one, maybe two passes, and Will Fuller can hit this. Tyreek Hill, receiving yards, 71.5. Travis Kelce, who's kind of banged up, but I know he's playing, 68.5. Sammy Watkins, 42.5. Those are your receiving yard props, receiving and rushing yard props. Interesting. Edwards-Helaire, the fresh Prince of Helaire, 51.5 yards. 51.5. And David Johnson, 48.5. The prop that catches my eye here, Deshaun Watson, over 266.5 passing yards. That UAB Miami Hurricane game, too. I think it gets there. I think it's going to go over the number. We'll be playing that. Great to be handicapping some football. Sports Rage Late Night, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, we're getting closer. Countdown to kickoff. Kansas City Chiefs. Can they become the first team to repeat as Super Bowl champions since the New England Patriots in, what was it, 2004 and 5? It's been a long time. Been a while. It's been a while. And I tell you what, this year it feels like it's advantageous for a team to repeat more so than it has been in any other past year. Like, there's been no training camp. 21 days of practice. 21 days of camp. What is it, 10 days with pads on and tackling? Like, how are you supposed to change anything? You know what I mean? Like, Babana was talking about how he thought Matt Rhule was in a tough spot, and I get it. Matt Rhule's taking over a new program. Totally, I get it. Same with Joe Judge. You know, you don't know the players. There's not a lot of time. You've had Zoom meetings and stuff. Everything's very, you know, weird. You figure teams with sort of the same players will be in a better situation and already know the playbook and already know everything, what they want to do. Yet, I don't know, man. 2020, there's no logic in 2020 anymore. I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know. One thing I can tell you, the Clippers are one win away from ending a 49-year drought. A 49-year drought. The Clippers have gone 49 years. They've never made the conference finals. It's the longest streak in NBA, NHL, NFL, Major League Baseball history. 49 years. You don't think Kawhi Leonard's the real king? That's all you need to know right there. 49 years, man. These guys never made it to the conference finals. All right, Kawhi Leonard goes there, and yeah, that's all you need to know. For the record, if you're wondering who the second longest record of futility as far as making it to a conference finals is concerned, the Hornets. The Hornets have been in the league for 30 years and have never made the conference finals before. That's hardcore. All right, we're taking the Texans plus the points. I like that UAB Miami Hurricane game to go over the number. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.